Unit 14.
Hi, would you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Oh, thank you. So, first question, number one, does your country have an official language?
No, but many people think that English is the official language of the United States, but it's not actually legally
an official language.
Yeah.
Okay. And number two, can speakers of other languages access government services and education easily in your region?
It depends on which language you're speaking, and it also depends on what you mean by easily. In government services, many things are available on paper in several languages. Especially Spanish, generally speaking, Mandarin, Chinese, and in larger cities, for example, in Seattle, it's available in Chinese, Vietnamese, Japanese, Tagalog, Russian, I believe, Swahili, and Spanish.
Wow, and that's a lot. Others.
So in large cities, in many languages, and generally speaking online, it'll be available in a few languages, but not every language in the world.
Okay. Number three, are there multilingual signs in your region, and who are the intended readers?
So in my region, we have multilingual signs actually for two different reasons. Near Native American tribal lands, names will be listed in English and in the local tribal name. But then in spaces that are not near those tribal lands, you will see them in English. Although in my region, the place names are often just English spellings of the indigenous name anyway. And then in Spanish, I don't know that I've seen signs in languages other than English or Spanish outside of districts of towns where there's a high population. In large cities, you can find areas where a neighborhood has signs in a specific language, especially in East Asian languages. I've seen Vietnamese, I've seen Chinese and Japanese and Korean.
Okay. So number four, have you ever heard of people not being allowed to use their language?
I have definitely heard of it. It's in education in the past, there were some issues with children being discouraged from speaking their native language, being told to use English. But now many school districts try to encourage students to make connections between their native language and in English, and larger districts might have bilingual education.
I see.
It's not as universal as would be ideal, but it varies, as with many things in the United States.
Okay. And final question, number five. In your country, can parents call their baby anything they choose?
Almost anything. Americans don't really like strong rules, but some states have a maximum number of characters in the total name.
Like
the form just runs out of room. So that's kind of a restriction. But in terms of specific do not use this name, it's things like names of maybe religious figures or like swear words, obscenities, or using non-letters, like digits or exclamation mark.
Okay, I see. Right. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for answering the questions.
My pleasure.